Debbie Buckley was fired as an assistant superintendent after serious questions were raised about the friends and family nature of hundreds of thousands of dollars spent from the $100 million in federal grants she controlled. Yesterday, son Hassan El-Sadiq was charged in federal district court with submitting more than $15,000 in fraudulent invoices to the district and being paid. Buckley's signature was on some paperwork. Assistant FBI Special Agent in Charge Holly Hubert says this took time.
Because it's a paper chase, it takes a long time. We use all of our federal process to subpoena records. We have analysts, financial analysts, that go through extensive financial review, which often causes the call for more records. We do extensive interviews. We worked with another agency. It just takes time to do a very thorough case.
Prosecutors say the probe is continuing, but wouldn't say any more. A report prepared for the school district says Buckley directed more than $330,000 in federal anti-poverty money to companies and individuals close to her. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.